This is Brother Peter Diamond, VaticanCatholic.com. As most people know, there is currently a state of civil unrest in Ferguson, Missouri, following the shooting of a young black man by a white police officer. There have been major protests, as well as looting and rioting. People have said that the area seems more like Iraq or Afghanistan than the United States of America. Things have gotten so serious that the governor of Missouri has imposed a curfew and declared a state of emergency. In my opinion, the reason this kind of civil unrest has occurred in Ferguson, Missouri, right outside of St. Louis, is that the St. Louis Rams drafted the first openly homosexual player in NFL history. In fact, Ferguson, Missouri, where the protests and riots are occurring right now, is approximately 15 minutes, basically just a drive down the road, from the St. Louis Rams headquarters in Earth City, Missouri, and St. Louis Rams Park, where the Rams hold practices and their training camp, which has been underway this month. Is it just a coincidence that after drafting the first openly homosexual player in NFL history, and as the Rams begin to hold practices, just down the road there has been an outbreak of civil unrest, demonstrations, looting, and rioting, representing a threat to basic law and order? I don't think so. Homosexuality is an unnatural and perverted sexual inclination resulting from apostasy and idolatry. See Romans chapter 1. And homosexual behavior is a mortally sinful abomination, condemned in both the Old and New Testaments. We, of course, desire that all homosexuals cease their gravely sinful and unnatural behavior and convert to the traditional Catholic faith, outside of which there is no salvation. Homosexuals can be converted from their unnatural inclination and behavior as well. See 1 Corinthians 6, 9-11. But God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah for homosexual behavior. Frankly, He detests it more than almost anything else, as it represents something so contrary to what He created from the very beginning, one man and one woman. It's opposed to the most fundamental aspects of the natural law. Moreover, pedophiles and many other abominable perverts make the same arguments for their perversions that homosexuals do. Namely, they claim they are born that way, that their perverted activity is loving, etc. When cultures embrace homosexuality, they fall apart or disappear altogether. So, I don't believe it's just a coincidence that God has allowed this major civil unrest to occur in Ferguson, Missouri, at the very time the St. Louis Rams have begun to practice for the season just down the road. But some may say, Michael Sam isn't the first open homosexual to ever live in the area of St. Louis in Ferguson, Missouri. Of course not, but that misses the entire point. The civil unrest is not the result of one pervert's activity. It is rather about what the acceptance of his activity by the mainstream segment of society, starting in St. Louis, represents. The National Football League is the most popular league in all of American sports. It's as mainstream as it gets. Young kids in elementary school watch the NFL. Football games are frequently the highest-rated programs on American television. And now Michael Sam, a man who kisses his quote boyfriend in front of the world, has been drafted into the NFL, and most significantly, in the process, there has been almost universal acceptance of and even praise for the completely unnatural perversion in which he engages. In fact, since the NFL is so mainstream, the reaction to his behavior is the single most important sign yet of the collapse of moral standards in America. Thus, the drafting of Michael Sam by St. Louis, and most importantly, the accompanying acceptance of and praise for his behavior, combined with the fact that in the NFL it is now apparently forbidden to criticize or condemn his activity, represents the complete repudiation of the most fundamental aspects of the natural law by the mainstream segment of American society. So, God is giving a little message that when you disregard and reject the basic elements of the natural law, don't expect basic law and order. And it's not just a coincidence that it's happening just down the road from the headquarters of the St. Louis Rams.